Once again, shout out to Boy Blue for his filthy imagination that I can't get enough of. Well, here it goes.
Oh, you're back again. After I've already told you so many times how weak you are. After I've made it so clear that your pathetic little cock can never come close to measuring up to what a woman needs.
You're back, huh? Well, I mean, honestly, I can't say that I'm surprised. I knew that you'd be back eventually. I recognize that look in your eyes. That look that says you need me. I can see it in your eyes now. The hunger and desire that you have for me. I can tell that you'll abandon your pride, your dignity, even your pathetic excuse for masculinity, all for the chance to make me smile. You're too easy to read, you know. But really, I can't say that I blame you. How could you look at me? Look at how gorgeous my body is, how beautiful and big my tits are, and how perfect my ass is, and not instantly be at your knees begging to please me. It's only really logical when you think about it that way, that you'd be eager to do whatever I tell you to, as long as it means that you get to be close to me and that you get to please me. I mean, because if we're being honest, it's really the only way that you can, considering how worthless and pathetic your little cock is. I mean, it's true, isn't it, though? You'll do anything that I tell you to, no matter how humiliating it is, that you're eager to degrade yourself for me. Say it out loud, then. Say yes, Missy. That's a good boy. Well, we're going to test this out today. I want you to prove it to me, that you'll do anything to please me. Today, I want you to swallow your own cum for me. You already said that you'd do it, so I don't know why you're looking at me like that. So first things first, strip naked for me. Let me see that sad little cock of yours. I can't say enough how much I adore little cocks like yours. They're so adorable and pathetic. Nothing makes me laugh more than a grown man with a small cock. And there it is. Oh, and look, you're already so hard for me. Look at how excited you are to do this for me. All right, so you're going to stroke your little cock and edge for me a bit. Get started, but don't you dare come until I tell you to. I want you to build up a nice big load. Well, as big of a load as your tiny little cock can manage.
That's it. Stroke that pathetic little cock of yours. Your hand is really the only sexual pleasure a boy like you can ever hope to have. I want you to think of me as you touch yourself. I bet you would love to be able to fuck me, wouldn't you? I bet some small part of you is still holding out hope that it's even possible. Well, now for the fun part. I'm going to guide you through the position that I want you in. So lay on your back, with your head near a wall, and then raise your legs up, all the way up towards the ceiling, and up over your head until your feet reach the wall behind you. I'll give you a moment to get situated. And when you're done, or all situated, you should be looking up at your little cock, which should be pointing straight down at your mouth. And get nice and comfy for me, because you're going to edge for a while like this. Now go on, keep stroking that little cock for me. What to do with you and your worthless little pathetic cock? Oh, I know. I should let you watch my boyfriend fuck me. That way you can see how a real man uses his big, thick cock to pleasure a woman. I bet you'd love to see that, wouldn't you? What if I said you could only watch from the corner, your sad little cock throbbing at the sight of me being pleasured in a way that you couldn't even dream of? What if I said you could only watch if you sat on a fat dildo for the entire time? I don't know why I'm even asking. Of course you would do it. You'd be happy to. Even if I said you had to fuck yourself at the same pace that my boyfriend fucked me. You're so pathetic. I love it. You'd be dying to touch my pussy.
You're being such a good boy for me. So I'd probably let you. Every good boy deserves a treat.
Well, for your treat, you can lick his cum from my pussy. You'd do it, wouldn't you?
I mean, if it meant you got to taste my pussy, you'd be so excited to swallow another man's cum as he watched and as we both laughed at you and laughed at how pathetic and ridiculous you were. Well, that's what today is all about. We're starting you off with eating your own cum, and you'd better get used to it, because this is the only way that I'll let you cum from now on, is if you eat it afterwards. How do you feel, by the way? Because you look absolutely ridiculous. A grown man laying on his back with his hard and desperate little cock dripping free cum on his face, his asshole completely exposed. Do you feel vulnerable? Weak? Pathetic? I could fuck your ass so easily like this. You wouldn't mind, would you? Don't you want to be my little anal fuck toy? My little whore? You like that, don't you? Being called my whore? Well, my little whore, keep stroking that little desperate, pathetic cock. I'm just about ready for my cum now. But first, open your mouth nice and wide and point that cock directly at your mouth. That's it. I want every single drop to hit your tongue. And make sure you wait for the last spurt, holding on to all that warm, salty cum in your mouth for me. Oh, I can't wait to see it. And just so you know, well, you probably already did, but just in case you didn't, I love doing this to you, having this power over you, making you degrade yourself like this for me. It's so arousing. My pussy is so wet right now. I can't wait for my boyfriend to fuck me when we're done. Ugh, fuck. I'm just getting so excited thinking of all the things that I can make you do for me, all the humiliation that I can put you through, just because you know that it'll make me laugh and make me smile, and you want to please me in any way that you possibly can, because you know that you can't do it with your worthless little cock. Maybe I'll put you in a collar. I do quite love collars. Something that says, ooh, Missy's fuck toy, or Missy's little whore. I like Missy's little whore. We'll probably put you in a collar that says that, I bet you like that, don't you? Well, I think you're ready now. Yeah? Let's go ahead and have you come for me. Go ahead. Stroke that cock. Come for me. Come in your mouth. That's it. Oh. Just thinking about you filling your mouth with cum is just, I'm so hot right now.
Now don't move. Don't swallow it yet. Hold all of that cum in your mouth. Let me see it. Show it to me.
Oh, that's perfect. You look just like a little porno slut. Okay, now you can swallow it. Fuck. You're such a good boy for me.
So tell me, how was it? How did your cum taste?
Well, you'd better get used to it. Each time you come for me, from now on, you're going to swallow it.
Well, I guess that's all for now. So, until next time, my little whore.